Today is Monday, March 2nd, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Oh, this was my first weekend in a long time that I had nothing. Well, I had stuff to do, but not a lot to do. Because I had had, I had had the musical, Newsies. So every week I had Newsies. And so Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday for 3 weeks in a row, I had Newsies. And, you know, Mark and I had the wedding in Vegas that we went to. And I had all the rehearsals for Newsies. And so the whole month of February was just, you know, a big Newsies thing. And then, you know, work was going poorly. Or I was really stressed out by work. I don't know that it was going poorly. I mean, like I said, I had my eval. It was fine. Although Kathy Bacon apparently gets perfect on her evals. I feel, Kathy, were you one of those people who, or one of those students in school that the teacher would ask to write other people's names on the board because you were like the teacher's pet? You were making all A's. You know, you had to get an A+ on everything. I mean, maybe not, but I mean, the way you responded, when I was talking about my evals, Kathy literally tweeted, oh, look, I got a 5 out of 5 on mine, or like a 4.98 or something like that. I did so well that I'm going around and training other people how to do well on their evals. I only got a 3, which is meets expectation, but you know what? Hey, I only moved to this team like a year ago, and I was being rated against developers when I've always been in QA and, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm like, you know what? That's fine. So I did decide, I think I might've said this on here. I did decide to go ahead and to try out the product owner role. So I've ordered a couple of books because I love to learn stuff. I love to learn how to do new things. So, you know, I'll stay technical. Even if I decide I want to be a product owner for the rest of my life, I will definitely keep coding stuff at home. I will still automate stuff and code stuff at work. In fact, I'm going to assign bugs or defects to myself as a product owner so that I can keep my hands in the code a little bit. But because, you know, I'm able to do that. It's not like they say you can't ever touch a technical thing ever, ever again. And I've read a lot of stuff that there is such a thing as a technical product owner that does get in and help with design and do stuff like that. So maybe this prepares me for a role like that. I mean, who knows? But all that to say, February was very busy. And so this was my first weekend. And when I say a less busy weekend, it doesn't mean there was nothing. So Saturday, we pretty much had nothing. So we got up and we went and had brunch, which was good. I can't remember, what did we have? Let's see. We had brunch. I know we had brunch, but I don't remember where we went now. Anyway, we got up and we got dressed, got our shower and everything. And then we went and had brunch. And if I could remember where it was, I guess it wasn't all that good because I can't remember what it was that we had. But we did that. And then we had, and then we came back home and we watched YouTube all afternoon. So like from, I don't know, 2 to 6 p.m., we watched YouTube. I've really been into this new, it's not new, but new to me tech channel. And we didn't watch this at all, but I wanted to mention it. If you like technology, you should watch a channel. First of all, he's really cute, but it's called Linus Tech Tips, L-I-N-U-S. But Mark and I actually, we binge watched Try Guys episodes. We had a lot of backed up Try Guys. Try Guys used to be BuzzFeed, and then they left and started their own company. And so we binged a bunch of Try Guys episodes that we had kind of backed up. And I had an episode of Throwing Down. So I record a podcast with Joe Batanz, and it's on Afterthought Media, which is Joe Batanz's for-profit podcasting company. And so I recorded, we had an episode of that to record, and Joe had said, well, I'm going to go out and do canvassing, and I don't know exactly what time I'm going to be finished. So I think I'll be finished around 5 o'clock your time, Adam, but it could be any time between like 5 and 7. And so me, being a person who doesn't really call people, Like, I always use text messaging. I mean, who uses the phone to actually call people anymore? I was waiting on a text. So I'm sitting there, and starting about 4:30, I kept looking for that, you know, text symbol to say, oh, you've got a text message. And my phone is always on silent because I don't like my phone to ring at work or other places. I don't want it to make noise and me to be embarrassed, you know, that my phone is ringing. And so it didn't ring, or it didn't. I didn't see any text symbol, didn't see any text symbol. And Mark was going to Mass because we had a realtor appointment Sunday morning. And so he chooses to go to Mass every week. And so he wanted to do Mass on Saturday because we knew we were going to have an appointment with the realtor, and he wasn't going to be able to go to Mass on Sunday. Me, I'm just a heathen. I'm like, I'll miss church for the week. But anyway, so he gets ready about 4:00 and leaves about 4:45 to go to the 5:00 Mass. And I'm still sitting there, you know, and I'm watching like Linus Tech Tip. Mark leaves. I haven't gotten a text message from Joe. And my parents texted at some point in the afternoon and said, hey, do you guys want to come over and play games? Because we like to play games. We like to go play board games and dominoes. And we play a card game called Pinochle, which is a game my family has played for a long time. And I know it's a really old-fashioned game, but it's fun. It's a fun card game. But anyway, so we always do stuff like that. And that's a good way for us to have something to do with my parents. And they texted. I'm like, well, I don't know. I'm like, I think we can come over. We don't have any plans. I said, but I have a podcast I have to record, and I don't know exactly what time. And so anyway, Joe finally texted me about 6:20 p.m. my time, which would have been about 4:20 his time. And he's like, hello, where are you? And I'm like, what? And apparently he had called me at like 4 p.m. But I was not expecting a call. Like, who calls? So regardless, I'm like, oh, I can be ready in 5 minutes. So we recorded Throwing Down at 6:30. And then we went over to my parents, and we didn't play a game. We took food over there because they had already had their dinner, and we just chatted with them for an hour and a half or 2 hours and just hung out just so we could get a little bit of time with the folks. And then we came home, and that was the end of that night. And then yesterday we had a meeting with the realtor. And the realtor, she seems like a really nice lady. You know, it's funny because Mark texted a couple of the Filipino friends who had, both of these couples had just recently purchased homes. And they actually both built their homes, or, you know, had them built. And said, hey, do you have a recommendation for a realtor? Because we're looking for a realtor. We want someone that can, like, you know, walk us through the process, help us make decisions, etc. A really good realtor. And they both responded and gave us this name. But both of them said, now this is a really high-end realtor. And I told her, I was like, well, what do they think we're, I mean, why are they telling you that? Do they think we're going to buy something, we're looking to buy a shack or something? Anyway, so we met with her. She brought an assistant for some reason. I'm not really sure why. I don't know if she's going to pawn us off on the assistant or something, but anyway, she brought an assistant, and we went to Starbucks about 10 a.m. Sunday morning, and we met her, and we went through all the stuff, you know. Oh, we don't know whether we want to get an existing or we want to build, and we, you know, told her all the things we want. We went through what our budget was and all of that kind of stuff, and we spent about an hour and 15 minutes, and she gave us some recommendations. She said, but really what we need to do is we need to start sending you some listings, both of new builds and existing stuff, and go through a couple of walkthroughs with you so that we can get an idea really of what you guys like location, you know, furnishing, or not furnishings, but like the build of the, you know, the design aesthetic of the home, the yard, and like how much space there is and all this stuff. And we can kind of start checking off boxes, and we can start narrowing it down to what you guys will actually like. And she said, in the meantime, we'll give you a name of a couple of folks that we work with for the loan processing. And she said, I recommend you guys go ahead and get pre-approved so we can make sure we know exactly what your budget is going to be and what you guys are going to feel comfortable with. So the meeting was great. And Mark, after the meeting, he was like, oh, what did you think of her? And I'm like, well, you know, she was really good and she was really nice. And she even made it a point to say she had moved here from San Francisco. And she said, oh, you know, I was unsure about how open-minded people were going to be. And we kind of wanted to live in the college town because we thought people would be more open-minded there. And Mark's like, she was probably trying to let us know she's not a homophobe. So I said, the proof is going to be in the service we receive. If we actually get emails from her and stuff like that, then we'll know. If she actually responds and does what she says she's going to do, then we'll know it's good service. So we'll see how that goes. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.